This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. I have the honor today to be sitting with Tyrone Carricker, guitar player, artist, songwriter. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Man, I appreciate you doing this, Tyrone.
No, I appreciate you.
How old were you when you first started playing music?
Oh, man. Wow, I was young, man. I started off playing the bass, the upright bass in fourth grade, so that probably puts me at, what, 8 or 9?
Were people in your family musical?
Yeah, my mom, she got a scholarship to Michigan State on music, which she ended up switching it to teaching after a while. But yeah, she was very musical. And my whole mom's side of the family is musical. They all sang in church. Actually, my aunt still sings. My aunt did a commercial not too long ago for a company up in Michigan. And they're supposed to post it on the Super Bowl, but it didn't go through. But yeah, this is this past year. But my family on my mom's side is all been musical.
So you're from Michigan?
Yeah, from Detroit, originally.
So what brought you to Nashville, the music thing?
My guitar, yeah.
What year? When'd you move down?
3 years ago. 3 years and some change, actually. So it'll be 4 years in September, to be honest. So it's been a nice ride, man. You know, Nashville is building a web, you know? So you get out and you play, people meet you, you meet people, more people hear you, you know, and if you don't do that, you'll just be a citizen in Nashville. But so it's a lot of learning, a lot of fun, a lot of competition, which keeps you on top of your game, you know? It's not a lot of that everywhere, so.
Did you have music in school?
Yeah, all the way up 4th to 11th grade, I played bass. Well, I simply played that, but in 11th grade, I heard a guitar solo on You Ever Heard Feel So Good by Chuck Mangione. Man, I heard that guitar solo. I wanted to play guitar ever since then. You know, that solo just blew me away. But I didn't get around to picking it up until a couple years later, which I was 22 in college. But yeah, so music has always been the forefront of me, at least, you know.
So you're also a songwriter.
Yes.
Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about it.
How old were you?
22. 22 probably the first. Well, yeah, I was 22 for the first official song I ever wrote. I remember when I was in high school and I didn't have a tape recorder that you could do your lyrics and your, I'm sorry, not your lyrics, but your melodies into. So I would, this is strange, but I would write down what the melody sounded like. And I would go back and I remember it from that. I remember doing that when I was in high school and middle school. Not too often, but every now and then when I thought I had something cool in my head, I'll do that. But the first song I wrote, I was 22. So.
And now you're getting ready to do an album.
I'm actually doing the album right now.
You're in the process.
In the process. Actually, we're in the last couple stages. Tomorrow, like I said, I have to do overdubs, guitar solos, and then I do vocals on the 28th. And after that, it's out of my hands, mixing and mastering.
So how many tracks?
4. We did 5, but the 5th one just didn't come out the way I wanted to. And I'd rather just not put it on there than just, I spent money on it, so just put it out there. That's not what you want to do. Because in the long run, you want to have your best stuff out there, regardless of if it's 2 tracks or 1. But I have 4 that I think are really good. So
now they're all original.
Yeah, all original. Yeah.
When you had mentioned with your songwriting how you write. So basically you write the music, then the lyrics, or you get the lyrics. What comes first, the music or the lyrics normally when you write one?
Wow. Neither. I honestly write songs, and this is going to sound weird, but people say, do you write the lyrics or the music first? And I have to say neither. I get a feeling first that I have something to say, that something's bothering me.
So you get the idea.
Yeah, you know, I'll be sitting there, and I'll be sitting in my house, and I'll just be in a mood, you know? So I come back and start playing my guitar, you know? So what comes first to me is just a feeling of what I want to write. And a lot of times, after that, it comes out the way it's supposed to. If I'm angry, you know, I don't have an angry lyric. I mean, I have an angry melody on my guitar. Matter of fact, there's a song on my album right now called Liars. And that came from me feeling really just a little bit in the moment of just being not quite angry, but just really confused on the inside. Really confused. But feeling really strongly in that just angst, a lot of angst, you know, just don't know what to do. Don't want to move, but I got to move, you know. And in the song, and when the way the music came out, especially recording-wise, that angst is so prevalent, and it's good. Because that lets me know that, yeah, that feeling was accomplished in the song, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a lot of angst and just a lot of, you can feel the pressure on my shoulders when I'm playing and singing, you know? I can feel it come back to me, and that's good.
When you perform live, you perform with a band, right? You have your own unit.
I have my own band.
And what's that comprised of?
Right now, it is a bass player and a drummer, Jarvis Mosby and Jason Bolajack. Two great players that I found actually playing in church with me. But they're both out in Murfreesboro. So occasionally we'll have another guitar player sit in with us, which we're currently looking for a permanent guitar player. But right now the trio works fine, you know.
Do you plan on touring the record? Or do you have some places up home you're going to go back out to?
For sure. We're definitely going back home. I'm also looking at Chicago. See, the good thing about going to college first is that you have a lot of friends that are scattered across. So obviously the good thing to do in terms of touring is play in those cities. And they tell the people that they know. Obviously, you get a group of people to come out to your show. So we're going to do Detroit, obviously. We're going to do Chicago. Definitely want to do New York. But we're going to do around here, too. Clarksville. Going to go down to Alabama, so it's going to be a good time.
And you play the blues.
Yeah, I play blues. I play rock and blues. Everything you hear me play is blues influenced, you know? So that's where it always starts, you know? But the progression of the song might turn into something different, you know? It may sound a bit more rock, you know? Kind of like he did with a couple of his songs, you know, Purple Haze or Manish Boy, you know?
You're pointing to a picture of Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, he would have a blues song, but he would rock it. You know, he'd be like, that's a blues solo. Purple Haze is just a bluesier solo, but he rocked it out. You know, well, it wasn't a blues progression, but when you heard everything in there, you thought, okay, you know, it's a bluesy guy. He knows what he's doing. So that's where we come from. We do have some songs that are straight, get you over the head blues, but some of our stuff is blues influence too. So,
do you have any events coming up in Nashville? Do you have any shows booked at all to promote? Any upcoming, or you're still just going to get this record done and then start booking it?
We're so intertwined in the record, man, that we really don't want to plan anything around that, because that will, I mean, it's very hard to just jump back and forth between focus on the album and then let's focus on what we're going to do different for this show. Let's go back to the album, you know?
So when is the record scheduled for release? Have you got a release date yet?
We're looking at May. We're looking at mid of May. Like I said, the vocals are done next Saturday on the 28th. So therefore, after that, just mixing and mastering. Obviously, he's doing the mixing while we're going along, so that's going to be easy. The mastering after that is what's going to be the time maker. And I'm not really sure how long it takes to master. I don't know what that process is like, but whenever that's done, and we're looking at mid-May.
Are you planning on releasing it as a CD or just digitally online?
I want to do it both ways. So obviously, it'll be digitally first because it takes a little longer to print them. So we'll have the digital card saying, hey, you know, you can pay us and we'll give you this. Or actually, I plan on giving a lot of mine out for free just to get the music out there.
To promote yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's not being, to get noticed, I have no problems giving people my music. Just put it in your ears, man, you know, listen to it on the way to work. And if you want to burn it for your friend.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that, you know.
This is your first record. This will be your debut?
This is my second record. But this is the first one that I'm going to give out to people.
Yeah.
You know, so... and this one fits me more also as a singer, as an artist, and what's coming out of me, you know.
So you obviously have a website.
Yes. Website, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, all that type of stuff.
And it's your name. What's your web address?
TyroneCarricker.com. Carricker, C-A-R-R-E-K-E-R.
Man, I appreciate you doing this with me.
No problem, man.
I love your music, man.
Thanks, man.
I've only saw a little bit of it. I haven't experienced you live yet, but what I've seen, I really, really enjoy it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
We really appreciate this.
Oh, I appreciate you guys, man.
Thank you.
No problem.